Hello children, welcome to module 2 of chapter 12 friction. Let us discuss about types of friction. There is three type of friction: static friction, sliding friction and rolling friction. What is static friction? It is the friction exerted on an object at rest. Static friction depends upon the roughness between the two surfaces in contact. Sliding friction, it is the force required to keep the object moving with the same speed, is the measure of sliding friction. And rolling friction, when one body rolls over the surface of another body, the resistance to its motion is called rolling friction. Rolling friction is always less than sliding and static friction. It is always easier to roll any object over the another object. That is the reason it is convenient to pull the luggage fitted with rollers. If we compare these three types of friction, we will see that static friction is maximum, then is sliding, and the rolling is friction is least. Let us see what are the advantages of friction. We cannot light a matchstick without friction. We cannot write on a paper with pen or pencil without friction. We cannot write on a blackboard with chalk without friction. Even fixing of nail on the wall is not possible without friction. Gymnast cannot do gymnastic without friction between their hands and the rod. Construction of buildings is not possible without friction. Let us see some of the disadvantages of friction. Our machine parts wear out due to friction between them. Also, heat generated during friction causes heat losses. Soles of the shoes wear out due to friction, and footover bridges, they also get damaged due to friction. Now children, how can we increase or decrease or reduce friction to our advantage? We are going to learn this in module 3. Thank you very much.